This is the Wally Show podcast with Wally, Gavin, and me, Betty Rock. You can always find us at wayfm.com/Wally or stream us live every weekday morning through the WayFM app.
The Wally Show podcast is brought to you by Colorado Christian University Online, where Wally teaches and where you can earn a degree online just like Betty Rock. You can learn more at ccu.edu/Wally. This podcast is also brought to you by United Faith Mortgage. Let their direct lender advantage save you time and money.
Uplifting Way FM, this is the Wally Show. So recently we had the Newsboys in, and their drummer Duncan always comes in and is a lot of fun. But sadly his father passed away, and he had to travel home to Australia. So we had Michael Tate and Adam Agee on to talk about kind of what it's like to lose a parent.
I lost both my parents.
Okay.
Yeah, let's face it, no matter how old they are, Duncan's dad was 94, about to be 95 this year. And we said, man, he's better. All the cliches, he's better off, or he lived a long life, whatever. But Wally, it's still super, super hard when you lose your parent. For me, losing my mom was the toughest. But Duncan lost his papa last week, flew home to Australia. It was tough on him, you know? It's a dad either way.
Yeah, I lost my dad. It's not easy at all.
When you're young, you think your parents can live forever.
Yeah, and there's times too, like I remember distinctly, I was welding something. Because my dad, like, I come from a construction family, so I was welding something. And I remember thinking, I just want him to see this. I'd love to call him and show it to him, and I can't. And it was like that moment hit me. Because I don't cry all the time, and I don't think about it every day, but there are those moments that really hit me hard.
Is your mom still alive?
My mom is still alive. Yeah. My mom is the happiest person you ever meet in your life. Like, she's amazing. Do you have both your parents, Adam?
Both my parents are still here. So
Weird time to brag about it, but I do love that we can do silly and serious, kind of all, sometimes at the same time. And I love Adam, and I set him up for that, honestly. But, like, we kind of touch, though, on the cliches we say when someone dies, and I really wanted to dive into that a little bit.
My dad passed at 98. Yeah. It was tough, Wally, but mom went to heaven. It rocked my world. I was like, God, heaven better be for real. I'm gonna be ticked off because I gotta see her again.
I mean, I hate the things we say, and I know why we say them.
Yeah,
I know,
awkward moments.
And we gotta justify it, you know, because we gotta believe that God can heal, but then when he doesn't, what are you doing? He's like, well, he healed him in heaven, you know?
Right.
And I always hate that. I'd rather just say, hey, this is just the way it works, living in a fallen, broken world. People die and it's horrible, but at least we can take comfort in the fact that they're a believer and they're in heaven now.
Yeah,
it's
without the justification. God's sovereignty doesn't need excuses.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah, because I mean, I wish I knew when he intervened and healed and when he didn't and why. I mean, I'm definitely going to ask him, you know, one day. And I hope that you could ask him before me, Tate. But
I bet you do, Wally.
Once again, silly and serious combined. You know what? If you miss any of our conversation, because there's some good stuff, if you've experienced loss or somebody you know has, just text the word loss, L-O-S-S, to 91979. We'll send you a link and you can see the whole interview. And I was really curious, too, about the dynamics of what happens when some member of the show loses a family member and you're on tour. What do you do? And so we kind of dove into that, and we'll do that in 10 minutes with the Newsboys on Way FM. Uplifting Way FM, this is the Wally Show, and recently we had the Newsboys in, and their drummer Duncan always comes with them, and he's really one of the most fun people you'll ever meet, but sadly, he was not able to be here because his father passed away, and he went home to Australia, and Michael Tate and Adam Agee stayed, and it was weird, because I'm like, what do you do when you are in a band and someone passes away like that? Is it an all stop, or do you live by that motto of the show must go on?
For the most part, it does. Very rarely does a show get canceled. Usually there's somebody who's either out on tour with us that can fill in or whatever. So.
Or then you guys would take like a day to go to the funeral, pay respects, and then back out on the road and let them heal.
Totally.
Frankenstein's dad died on tour, and that was tough. And so did Jody's mom died.
I don't think a lot of people realize that, too. It's like you lose somebody that's close to you, but then you're out doing ministry stuff, and you got to put that aside.
You got to.
And do the job.
And,
you know?
And the truth is, parents would say, honey, keep going. Just keep going. That's what my mom and dad would say. When my mom passed away in 2013, we were going out on the Love Riot tour, and it was the first time we took For King and Country out as opening act for Newsboys. And I sing a song called In That Home after my mom passed. She died like on a Wednesday. We buried her the next Wednesday. I was back on tour that next Monday singing a song I wrote about her.
Oh, man.
Before she passed.
That's
about how
hard.
Great that she used to open, door was always open, loved on kids. She was that mom in the neighborhood.
Yeah.
And every night, Jeff Frankenstein would play the keys, and I would just sing, you know, which is me and Jeff. And Buddy, Lump in the Throat,
yeah,
nonstop. It was like, sometimes I would just bawl before I got, before the song was done.
Yeah.
You know? But it felt good, though, too, Wally, in a weird way.
If you miss any of our conversation, again, if you've experienced loss or you know somebody that is, definitely text the word loss, L-O-S-S, L-O-S-S, to 91979, and we'll send you a link to the entire interview. And we even kind of talked about Toby losing his son, Truett, and still having to go and tour and what that looked like, because Tate and Toby were in DC Talk together for so many years, and they're still tight. And so we'll give you a little bit of that in 10 minutes here on The Wally Show. Uplifting Way FM, this is The Wally Show, and recently we had the Newsboys in, and their drummer Duncan sadly lost his father recently and had to travel home to Australia, and his bandmates Michael Tate and Adam Agee were here, and they talked about kind of how hard it is to keep singing when your heart is breaking.
It is tough though, playing a show. It is so emotional, like everything just hits so much harder, and trying to sing and get through some of the lyrics, it's just, man, it's tough.
Oh, well, you think about Toby losing Truett. Like, oh, my gosh, for the love. Like, I understand why it took him so long to get back on, and then you get back on, and I guarantee you those nights when it sneaks up on you and you think, I'm good, I got this, and you guys are friends with him.
Oh,
I mean, has he shared any of that with you?
Oh, dude, we talk about that countless times. We'll talk about it till forever. But a kid you raise, your child, your offspring, should not go before you.
Absolutely.
When they do, it must be devastating. And I really felt the pain. I prayed for God put some of the pain and hurt in me from Toby.
Yeah.
And I feel like I felt a lot. I mean, obviously, I was more like an uncle than I wasn't his dad at all.
Sure.
I felt a little bit of what Toby felt. And Buddy, just a percentage of it, it was heavy, baby.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, I mean, that's why it's good that you got friends to lean on
that's right.
in your life. And I know he's talked many times about all the people that held him up through that. And I know that Duncan has that with you guys.
As well.
So if you want to see the entire conversation, again, maybe you've had somebody that in your life that's experienced this, or you're walking through it and you just kind of want a little insider perspective maybe from the Newsboys, you can just text the word LOSS, L-O-S-S, that's LOSS, to 91979, and we will send you a link.
Uplifting Way FM.
If no news is good news, this is great news.
That's not really a joke.
I disagree. I find it hilarious.
It's news-ish on The Wally Show.
It's getting harder and harder to find a good Airbnb these days. It's due to many things like multiple customer complaints of outrageous hidden fees the hosts have, or like charging $25 for the use of a provided robe in the house.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. Or one claimed that they were even charged $10 every time they locked their door, which is kind of crazy to even think about these things.
Yeah, the Airbnb stuff, like, it seemed like a good idea at the time. My friends do it all the time. And we've split a couple Airbnbs. For my money, I'm still usually going to do a hotel.
Yeah, it just seems a little bit sketch, and you're going to think that even more. So ridiculous house rules are a problem, too. Some claim they've walked into an Airbnb greeted with a binder full of laminated rules they must follow or charges will come.
I mean, you see when people like book these things and they just abuse them, so I get it on that side because people can be just the worst sometimes.
Yeah. And if it isn't the charges or the house rules, it's other things. I found where different Airbnb customers are sharing some of their nightmare stories, like one host leaving their dog, their own dog, Kevin, at the Airbnb.
Kevin!
Yeah, they left Kevin at the Airbnb for the customers to deal with, stating, Kevin's a good cuddler.
What if I'm not a dog person?
Right, or that's not my responsibility.
Yeah,
like, I didn't sign up for it.
If you're gonna do that, then you need to discount this. Like, if I was watching your dog and walking and feeding your dog, then you're gonna have to pay me.
I agree. One customer booked an Airbnb because the description stated it had a hot tub on site.
Okay.
But when they got there, the thing hadn't been cleaned in centuries and it smelled horrible.
Yeah, I'm always leery of what I'm getting.
Yep. And one customer said that they booked an Airbnb to be closer to the hospital because they would be getting a surgery soon. To help wind down beforehand, they wanted to take a bath, but immediately realized that wouldn't be possible when the water came out smelling like hot metal and in a bright yellow color.
Oh, I'm assuming they didn't want that.
Yeah. Yeah, it's just crazy because I mean, the cleaning fees alone can go up to $500.
Yeah. What?
And some want you to even clean your own bed sheets before you even leave. It's just getting out of hand. Like, Airbnb needs to rein it in and get their hosts to be like, listen, I know it's tough, but you're going to have to find out, like, some ways to give.
I thought about, like, trying to find an investment property and doing it just as an Airbnb in Nashville because people are always coming here. But then I saw horror stories, though, too, of how people treated things.
True.
And when I saw that, I'm like, oh, that's right, and you have to deal with the public. No, I'm out.
Yeah.
No amount of money is worth it at
Amen.
All. In my family, we kind of have a motto, and it's finish strong. And I wanted to instill the idea in my daughter from a young age that it's easy to start something, but it's harder to see it through to the end.
But when you do, it feels so good. I started and finished 2 degrees at Colorado Christian University, and I'm so glad I did.
So why not start your degree in 2023 so you can do more in 2024?
Some of CCU's degrees can be completed in a little over a year. Like in the healthcare industry, you can finish your RN to BSN online nursing program with 9 courses in as little as 14 months without changing your work schedule.
Plus, if you started somewhere else and have not finished yet, make this your year to get it done. CCU has a generous policy for transferring credits from other colleges. In fact, you can even get a scholarship for transferring credits.
So don't put it off another day, because when 2024 rolls around, you could be finishing up a degree or wishing you had started in 2023.
Colorado Christian University is a nonprofit impact partner committed to cultivating the mind without compromising the heart.
If it's important to your family,
we have something very exciting to tell you that you have never heard before.
Then it matters to us on The Wally Show.
One of the worst feelings you can have as a parent is to not know where your child is.
Yes.
I mean, it's terrifying. Even the best, most attentive parents can get distracted just for a couple seconds, and that's all it takes. Well, there was a mom who recently experienced this, and she used something she learned on TikTok to find her daughter.
Look at that. TikTok saving lives.
I know. It's kind of crazy. So she's at a science center. She's with her daughter. She looks away just for a few seconds, and boom, her daughter's gone. So obviously, she's a little worried, and she thinks, okay, she's probably around this corner. And so when she goes around that corner and her daughter's not there, she goes, that's when the panic set in.
Mm.
Because you expect to just see her there playing.
Right.
And so she said the play place that she was at didn't have a lot of employees working it, and so she was even more panicked. And so she remembered this mom on TikTok that instead of yelling your child's name, you yell their description. So instead of being like, Madeline, Madeline, you yell, in this case, little girl, pink shirt, Minnie Mouse. And all of a sudden, other parents started yelling the same thing. And I was like, I wonder why that works. And there's a couple things experts say is, one, it doesn't sound like the normal just, oh, mom looking for a kid.
Yeah.
It sounds like official, like little girl, pink shirt, meant like someone's lost.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That makes sense because, you know, they say now that if you need help, you instead are supposed to be like, do not approach
me. Right,
like using this commanding voice.
Instead of yelling help. And so it works on that level. And then also, too, it helps you weed out what you're looking for, you know? Because if you're yelling, little girl, pink shirt, Minnie Mouse, and you see another little girl that's wearing a yellow shirt, you know, okay, that's not Madeline, mm-hmm, you know? Mm-hmm, so we're looking for this specific thing. And so all these parents started helping her, and they found her a few minutes later, and the little girl was just oblivious. She's over there playing. Like, and that's how it always happened. Kids are always, like fine, and they're like, what's the big deal? What are you guys all worked up about?
Right.
Oh, we kind of like you and want to know where you are. And so it went out. So it all ended well. But hopefully you'll never need to use this, but this mom in this moment remembered it in the midst of her panic, and it had a good outcome. And so if you ever need to, maybe now you have the knowledge.
Money, money, money.
Uplifting Way FM, this is The Wally Show. If you are a parent, there's one thing that is guaranteed. Your kid is going to cost you money, and sometimes said kid might even be an adult. In my case, so I came home the other day, and my wife was on the phone with Haley, my daughter, and Amazon. Like, they're on a three-way call figuring something out because there are all these charges on our account that my wife had not done and I didn't do. And so Haley's account is linked to ours. It's kind of confusing because we have Prime, but then I always have to do it through my wife's. And I know you can have separate accounts inside of Prime now, but this is where the problem was. So Haley has her own link to ours and her own credit, her own debit card on it. And so they're going through all these charges. And they're finding things like a HDMI cable. And Marty's like, we haven't done that. And then Haley's like, I got one. And then they scroll down for some facial wash. And Marty's like, I don't have that. And Haley's like, I just got that the other day. And as they start putting all the pieces together, Haley's account, so she's buying things as an adult for herself. She thought from her debit card, but it was going to our credit card. So my sweet angel has been living on her own and so proud of paying for her own stuff, but it was charging my card still.
And for how long?
We went back 2 years, and it's been doing this.
Wow.
Yeah, and part of me thinks, how did you not know this? Like, did you not look at your bank account ever and realize I'm not losing any money?
Well, and the same thing could be said for you and your wife, Marty, because y'all are losing money and you're not noticing it for 2 years.
Oh, I could have my identity stolen and have no idea. Like, I would be just as surprised. I'm like, what? Are you serious? I'm broke? How? Because I never look at that stuff.
Right. And of course, we all know that when you have a kid, we know it's going to cost you money because, I mean, hospital bills alone, having them. But there are those crazy things that you're like, I have to spend this on you.
Yeah.
This is ridiculous.
Or kids like will run up things, in-app purchases.
Yeah.
And all of a sudden parents are like, why am I spending $3,000 to Apple? You know?
Right.
And it's the craziest thing. So we are curious, what is it that you're like, what is the money that your kid has cost you? Okay. Like, what did they do that cost you more money than you ever thought you were going to have to spend on them? And again, it doesn't stop when they're just children, apparently. So, It ended up being funny because I was so glad our identity hadn't been stolen. I wasn't even mad at her. I'm like, all right, that's fine. Just reset it. And you don't owe me anything.
So really, you just make them think the worst, and then then you realize, oh, it's just your child. And then you're like, oh, okay, it's not so
that's
bad.
Right. Yeah, that's great. My child stole my identity. How great. 855-33-WAY-FM. That's 855-33-WAY-FM. We'll take your call now about what your kid cost you. I am curious, Jess, how much has your kid cost you?
Well, this one was not my kid. It was my nephew. His grandmother had put him on her cell phone plan when he was like 10. And he started charging stuff to the cell phone bill with a Google Play account and ran up like $375 charges. And, you know, grandma is not exactly technologically literate.
Right.
So I had to go back through all of his Google stuff and undo everything.
Oh, wow. Yeah, because he's running up a bill on her dime. And when you're a grandma, you're living on more of a fixed income, and that's a big deal.
Yes, she had already retired at the time.
Did he learn a lesson from it?
Oh, yeah. And so did grandma, because grandma no longer allows him to charge anything to her cell phone bill.
There you go. Well, Jess, thanks for being on with us.
Y'all have a good one.
You too. Bye. All right, Jody, you're up. What is the most money your kid has cost you?
$1,300.
Oh, wow. That is a lot of money. How?
So years ago, when cell phone companies charged you for long distance calls, she had a boyfriend that lived in Michigan and we lived in Florida, and I didn't realize until I got the bill how much they were talking.
Wow, that is crazy. Well, the good news is they got married and they've lived a wonderful life together, right?
Actually, to be honest, they are together today.
Oh, no way. I figured you'd be like, yeah, it was a waste of money because he dumped her 3 weeks later. No way. That's crazy.
Yeah, no, they're still together 20 years later.
That is insane. I wonder whose phone bill they're running up.
Not mine anymore, that's for sure.
That's right. So, Mrs. Smith, that's not your real name. how much has your kid cost you and on what?
Well, it wasn't a crazy amount. It was only $120, but it was 60 different charges on Amazon Prime while we were in Canada on spring break.
What did they get?
Well, they were, these teens, you know, they binge watch these shows. And so while we were traveling, she wasn't aware that the Amazon Prime subscription didn't, I guess, go to Canada. And so she watched show after show after show for $1.99 each. And we got home and I was like, what in the world? There were 60 charges for $1.99. I'm like, what is this? It was all binge watching a show.
That's funny. Was she quiet at least?
Well, she's a teenager, so she just kind of disappeared into the walls. I don't really know where she was on spring break. Apparently, just watching this show.
Yeah, best $120 she ever spent. She didn't complain the entire time.
She did not. She was happy, but she has paid me back, so there is that.
That is a good lesson. Be like, all right, here's a valuable life lesson. I'm not mad, but let's have you pay me back, and then you feel a little bit of this, too. So that's good. That's good
Absolutely.
Parenting.
Yep, thank you.
All right, Cindy, what does your kid cost you?
Oh, well, we're just going to talk about this one incident right now. not everything. So he was 20, and I had gotten a new used car for myself, and I gave him my old car, which was still pretty nice, but I hadn't finished paying it off yet, and I hadn't yet switched him to his own insurance, so he was still on mine. So he got in the car one morning, he was late, he wasn't paying attention, and he went forward instead of reverse, and he ran into the garage door. So I got dinged on 3 counts, had to fix my garage door, I had to fix the car, and my insurance premiums went up.
Oh, wow. Now, he is 20, so that's an adult. Like, did you make him pay for some of this, too, to teach him a lesson?
Hello? Absolutely. We cut it in half.
Oh, and you still paid half.
Yeah, I know. But still, to this day, that was actually a year and a half ago. To this day, I keep reminding him about it and going, you know, my insurance premiums haven't gone down yet.
So the least you could do is take your mother out for brunch.
Oh, yeah. No, buy me Starbucks, cook dinner. Yeah, no, it's going to be holding over his head for a while. Mm-hmm.
Uplifting Way FM, this is The Wally Show. And part of the ministry that happens here 24-7 is our prayer wall. And it's staffed by guys like Pastor Chad and his team that are online praying for people when they post prayer requests. And then just people like you that are reading prayer requests and praying for other people. And they get notifications that they've been prayed for. It's this really cool community. And it makes a difference in people's lives. And that's just one of the things when you support the ministry of Way FM that you're doing. You're being part of the ministry every day here, and Chad sees it firsthand. We just sent out a text yesterday, right?
We sent out a text yesterday. We have had a ton of response of people needing prayer in that text. In fact, yesterday I was working on it alongside the team, and you start to see some themes. So one thing I am seeing is that there's a lot of people looking for new jobs. Either they're in a job looking for one, they're interviewing, things going on like that. A lot of children issues and just parents dealing with kids. And so we like to come alongside. So right now, our staff has been busy just praying, trying to pray for every request. We want to at least pray for it once. And so we're going through thousands of requests right now, trying to make sure people are cared for.
I said jokingly, because I got the text, and I said, yeah, I responded, I pray that you stop texting me as a joke. And you said people actually text that.
They do text back, and I read them.
I pray for them.
Sometimes I send them a note saying, I just prayed for you either way.
That's so great, man. You know what? Everybody's in a different place spiritually, and I love that the prayer wall is there to take advantage of or not. You know, that's the thing. It's a great resource. If you feel alone, you feel not seen, I think that's a big thing. People feel like they need to be seen, and sometimes they don't feel like they're seen by God. But if all of a sudden you've posted a prayer request and then someone prays for it and you get that notification, ding, you know, like, oh, so-and-so prayed for you. And then you're going about your day, ding, oh, somebody prayed for you.
Yeah.
Like, that is my favorite part of the prayer wall, because it lets people know they're not alone and that they are seen.
It's when their faith is feeling the lowest that the Lord knows when they need that encouragement. And even the text yesterday, I love the responses a lot of times are, you sent this text at just the right time. Well, the Lord knew the time we had planned it. But the Lord knew that that person would need that, and it encouraged someone even to say, someone's willing to pray for you. Yeah. Sometimes we feel so much despair, we don't even think anybody cares about our life, and then it's a reminder, hey, there are people out there who want to pray for you even though they don't know you.
So you can be a part of this by praying for people. You can be a part of it by supporting the ministry of Way FM. If you go to wayfm.com and click on the donate button, however you choose to, just know that you are a vital part of the Way FM family.
Uplifting Way FM.
We definitely need a little more of this in the world.
Oh, that's how you do it, kids.
It's The Wally Show.
If you've ever had to shop for a prom dress for your daughter, you know how ridiculously expensive they are. I remember my daughter, when she went to her senior prom, a bunch of the girls were all buying Sherry Hill dresses.
What's that?
It's a brand. It's a designer who makes really nice prom dresses. They're gorgeous, but they're like $600 and up. Yeah, for a prom dress.
That's reserved for your wedding, not for a prom.
Oh, it was crazy. And so my daughter got a $35 dress from Dillard's.
Yeah.
And it looked great. She rocked it. It was great. But it's like, I couldn't even fathom that. So there was this girl named Addie who was looking for a dress. I couldn't find one in her price range. And she was going to the prom with her best friend, Parker. And she joked with him. She's like, well, you should make my dress instead. So Parker, this dude, was like, all right, I'll give her a whirl. And so this kid decided to make her a prom dress. Now, I've done this for Betty Rock. It wasn't a prom dress. It was just a dress. We had a competition on the show about who could make a dress. And I'm like, I could do this. And I did.
And you did. Yeah, you did.
It fit. I mean, it was well-fitting.
It wouldn't be something I would wear to a prom.
Right. No,
maybe,
no, no.
Maybe like to a hoedown.
Sure. It was very country.
Yes.
It was for you. It was very Holly Hobby.
Yeah. Yes.
But it fit you really well.
Yes.
So,
yes.
I mean, I like learned how to do it, you know? Mm-hmm. And so that's what this guy did too. And here's what makes it a big accomplishment for him. He had never sewn before, so he got some tips from his grandma, and then he whipped up a blue taffeta and tulle princess ball gown that was just beautiful.
Wow.
Yeah, he used a lot of tulle. It had a very puffy lower part of the dress.
Like a Cinderella dress.
Very much so. And the girl loved it so much, she lit up when she saw it, and she said it was better than the gown she could not afford.
Aww.
And I think that's true too, because it like she'll have that memory of prom and her friend that went above and beyond for her far more than she would remember, oh, that dress that I bought that I overpaid for, you know?
Yep.
And what's really cool about this is people were posting this story. So the story caught the attention of this guy who was the former head of casting for Fox Television, and he's now directing Cinderella the Musical, like, in Indianapolis, and he asked this guy to make two dresses for the show.
Whoa!
So there you go. This kid might have stumbled into a whole other career.
Wow.
If nothing else, go on Project Runway.
That's impressive.
Yeah, that would be kind of cool. So there you go. That's going to do it for your news. Woo! Uplifting Way FM. This is The Wally Show. We're going to give you a chance to win a prize right now, but you're going to have to beat Betty's brain. Good luck to you, because, like, I mean, when you tap her on the head, I mean, it makes a great sound. Things rattle. Like, there's a lot going on in there. Like, yeah. So, I mean, I know there's stuff up there. And so what we're going to do is we're going to give you each five questions, the same five questions. Betty's going to step out of the room so she cannot hear your answers. Then she'll come back in and answer. If you get more right than she gets, you will win. Last person, it was a tie. Each of you only got one answer right. So,
I mean, we're not surprised, are we?
A little rough. That was a little rough. Okay, yeah. So here's the deal. I have categories with geography, sports, animals, and careers.
Okay, all I know in that is animals.
Okay, well, maybe that will help you out. And I also, to give everybody a little bit better shot at winning and getting some answers right, I took these all from Kids Trivia.
Oh, good.
Yeah. Yeah.
Good.
I love that you're not even remotely offended by the bar being lower.
No, I like the bar. I want it to be very, very low.
Okay.
I want to crawl under it.
Well, I've actually buried this one in the ground.
Great. So wonderful.
Even step better. Right over. All right. So if you want to play along with us, if you'd like to beat Betty's brain like I do, 855-33-WAY-FM. Again, that's 855-33-WAY-FM. We'll play with you for a prize right now. Uplifting Way FM. This is The Wally Show. Who's this?
Lillian,
how are you today?
Good.
How old are you, Lillian?
Nine.
Okay, now Betty Rock is in her later 30s, and so if you beat someone in their 30s, that would feel pretty good, right, Lillian?
Yeah.
Okay, so the way it's going to work is I'm going to ask you five questions. I'm going to have Betty Rock step out of the room, and then I'm going to count how many you get right, and then I'm going to have Betty Rock come in and answer the same questions. If you get more right than she does, you win. Cool?
Okay.
All right, here we go. Here's your first question.
Okay.
Bye, Rock! What type of animal is a Rhode Island Red?
I don't know.
Okay. What does a cobbler make?
Shoes.
Shoes is right. Okay. How many states begin with the word new? Just give me a number of how many you think.
Four.
Okay. That's a good guess. What part of an egg becomes a chick? Is it the white or the yolk?
The yolk.
The yolk, okay. And the Australian crawl is associated with what sport?
Soccer.
Okay. Well, there you go. You got 2 out of the 5 answers right, which last time somebody won getting 1 right. So, you know, you could win this thing. Because I don't know what Betty knows and what she doesn't. So let me yell through the window and get her attention. Betty Lou! Okay, Betty Rock, you have some work to do because Lillian kind of crushed it a little bit.
Uh-oh.
So
okay.
Here we go. Not to put any pressure on you. But here's your first question. What type of animal is a Rhode Island Red?
In the Looney Tunes.
The Roadrunner.
Roadrunner, yes.
Okay, got you down. What does a cobbler make?
Cobbler? Oh, shoes.
Okay, got you down. How many states begin with the word new?
New York, New Jersey, 2.
2, okay. What part of the egg becomes a chick, the white or the yolk?
The yolk.
And the Australian crawl is associated with what sport?
Australian crawl? Lacrosse.
Lacrosse, a great answer. Okay. Well, Lillian, how are you feeling about your chances only getting 2 right?
I don't know.
Yeah, not feeling too confident about it?
Oh, no.
No.
Uh-oh. Well, here's the good news, Lillian. Betty only got 1 right.
What?
Yeah.
What did I get? Wait.
So, Lillian, you won.
I lost to a 9-year-old?
Yes, you did. And you only got 1 right. What type of animal is a Rhode Island Red? It's a chicken. What do cobblers make? Shoes. You got that right.
Okay.
How many states begin with the word new? She got it right. 4, not 2.
Oh, dang.
New York, New Jersey, New Mexico, New Hampshire.
Ah.
You both missed what part of an egg becomes a chick? It's the white. I would have missed that, too. Yeah, I know. Crazy. And the sport associated with the Australian crawl is swimming.
What in the world?
So, Lillian, congratulations. You won today.
Thank you.
Well, you are welcome, and I bet you wish that you could pass all your tests at school with just getting 2 right, huh?
If you were competing against me, you'd make it.
Uplifting Way FM, this is The Wally Show, and we like to help you out with different things that, you know, make your life a little bit better, kind of those life hacks and things like that, because Betty's always finding these things. We call it The Scoop, and Betty Rock, what do you have The Scoop on today?
Yeah, so if you find yourself in a situation where you just feel like more and more you're not finding good service when you go out to eat, I have a tip on how you can make it happen.
Okay.
So here's what you need to do. A new study that they did on a bunch of waiters and waitresses, they found out that they expect a better tip from someone who is dressed well.
Oh.
So if you come in dressed really well,
okay,
they will treat you better in hopes that you're going to give them a better tip.
And that's where you fool them, because then you're like, I'm still poor.
So if you come in there, I guess, dressed in a tuxedo or something at Cracker Barrel,
nice,
they're going to be like, man, we're just going to pull out the red carpet for you.
Hey, guys, the Monopoly man just rolled in here. Let's let's do it up right for him.
You want some extra buttermilk biscuits? Mm,
well, so
we
good.
Can do it.
So good.
And then you leave them with just a subpar.
No, don't do that. At least always tip well. I mean, come on.
Well, you said that's where you trick
I was them. Kidding. No, I was kidding. I always tip well. Like, I even tip for bad service, which kind of makes me mad, but I still tip, you know?
They never learn their lesson.
I know. I don't know if I'm just being part of the problem or not.
You are.
But then sometimes I justify it, because you know me. You know my heart is to serve people and love people. And so, don't laugh. But like I'm like, I give them the benefit of the doubt. I very rarely give the benefit of the doubt, like, professionally. But like, in restaurants, I'm like, you know what? They probably just had a bad day. I want to turn their day around.
Mm.
And then, so I overtip. But that's not a bad suggestion to go, you know, like roll into McDonald's and put a coat and tie on.
Well, it would just be interesting to, like, if you know a restaurant that you and your family like to go to typically. But,
test it.
But what's keeping you from going is just there's bad service.
Yes.
Well, test it out.
That's
go, everyone dress up like you're in your Sunday best and go and see if it changes.
That's a really good idea. I would try that this weekend, actually, because there's this one place we go to after church that's real hit or miss with service. And and maybe it's because everyone else around me looks poor. I didn't think about that because I always try to look good. I'm about to talk to my wife about her outfits.
Okay. No. Rock what you got, light up the lot. No one can rock the way you rock.
Uplifting Way FM, this is The Wally Show. And a few weeks ago, we did our Camp Electric contest where we pick a winner at random and send a kid to Camp Electric. And it's a creative arts camp where they learn more about their music that they love doing and creating, as well as growing in their faith. It's awesome. I love it. If you want to send your kid to something like this, you can save $100 if you use the promo code Wally at campelectric.com. But what's really cool is we had a couple people that heard the kids' stories that were nominated. And these were kids that weren't drawn. And they were like, hey, I'd like to send these kids to camp too. Can you help make that happen? And we're like, absolutely. And so what's really cool is we have Andrea on the phone. She has no idea why we're calling. But we want to let her know the good news that her son, Caliban, is going to camp. So, Andrea, how are you?
Hey, how are you? I'm good.
I just want to call you real quick and kind of just get you to tell us a little bit about Caliban and why you thought it was important for him to go to Camp Electric this year.
I want him to be able to do something that's worthwhile and something he likes, which is playing music. But on the other hand, you know, you can't find a faith-based program in music. So I was like, man, you put those two together, this will be great. So, and he definitely needs that for sure.
So Caliban's a guitar player?
Yeah. He plays the guitar. He's put it down since the people that he was getting lessons from and was really encouragers for him at our church, they had left our church, so he just kind of put it down after that.
Yeah, because guitar lessons can be a little on the pricey side, too.
Yeah. Single mom struggles, man. Like $50 a week, it gets a little, it's hard, so...
Absolutely. Well, here's the cool thing. Okay, so unfortunately, Caliban wasn't our winner of our Rock What You Got contest, but some amazing people heard his story and were like, hey, we'd love to send Caliban to camp. And that's exactly what they're doing. They're paying for Caliban to go to camp. Are you down for something like that?
Yeah, I'm totally down. He'll be super stoked. That's too great. Too amazing. Again, thank you so much. So excited.
Oh, this is the best part of my job. Are you kidding me? I love these days.
No doubt.
All right, well, we'll be seeing Caliban at Camp Electric. And thank you so much for listening to the radio station. And if you want to send your kid to Camp Electric and save a little bit of money, again, go to campelectric.com and then use the promo code WALLY and you'll save $124 off of registration.
Thank you.
I'll never forget taking my first compassion trip, and we went to Ghana, Africa. When we got there to the site, there was this little girl. She was 6 years old. I later found out her name was Vivian, and she would not let go of my hand. She followed me everywhere I went on that site. And later, I got to meet her family. I met her mother and her siblings, and they all lived in this little mud hut. I mean, it wasn't big at all. And when I looked at Vivian, she had the biggest smile on her face. And she was just happy to be there, just happy to be with us. And it made such an impact in my life that I wanted to sponsor her right then and there. Because of my sponsorship for Vivian through Compassion, I'm able to write letters back and forth with her. I'm now getting updated photos. And now I think she's even taller than me, which is crazy to think. But I'm also able to see how my sponsorship is providing the food, clean water, and other support that she needs and her family needs to live the best life possible. And I can only imagine now with the pandemic, war, and weather disasters, there are so many other families like Vivian's who are dealing with hunger. So maybe you want to make an impact and sponsor your own Vivian. Just click the Compassion banner when you go to wayfm.com.
Uplifting Way FM. This is the Rock Report with Betty Rock.
While artificial intelligence is helpful in many things that make life a bit easier, like voice assistance, image recognition for unlocking our phones, and detecting financial fraud, it can't help with everything. Country music star and American Idol judge, as well as one of Wally's favorite celebs, Luke Bryan, was recently a guest on Jimmy Kimmel's Late Night Show, and they asked AI to write a new song, country song for Luke, using all of Luke's past hit songs as inspiration.
Oh, girl on that truck. I could see it being a good one.
So here's what artificial intelligence, AI, here's the lyrics that it got. Performed by a musician.
Driving down these back roads, just me and my old guitar. I'm trying to find my way back home, but it seems so very far. I'm just a small town boy, living in this crazy world. But I'll keep on singing my songs and let my voice be heard.
Not that good, but
that is a Luke Bryan song.
It really
that,
is.
That could, yeah.
And the thing is, too, he wasn't impressed either with it.
I think I'm okay for now on the AI, so.
I don't know that you are, Luke, because I think I'm all right for the AI because that song was not good.
Hurt me or just wasn't all that great.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think he exited on with his whole country
his
music.
Accent.
Yeah.
I wonder if just, anyone's ever thought that about you. Like that
maybe.
You add accent. You try to diminish your accent.
I do.
You don't add to it, except when you get on the phone with your mama. When you, if you,
hey mama, how's it going?
Hey mama, how are you? Oh Wally, he is a dinkle doof. Yep, absolutely. I'm trying, mama. Bless him, bless him, bless him.
It's not that bad. Though I did have a friend of mine. I had my mom on speakerphone, and she heard my mom, and she was like, "She sounds just like Dolly Parton."
No, she does. Yeah, your mom's country, and
I
so
love
are
it.
You. That's the thing. Like AI is it's good for certain things and writing business stuff or whatever.
Yeah.
But I have not seen it do really well with creative. I mean, God made us in a way that our minds work that computers can't do and emulate. You know, they try but they come short. That's the beauty of creation. You know, like look at everything that God made and how beautiful it is and the time it takes and it's like a computer can't do that.
No, they're very limited. Whereas human beings, we're not as limited on that.
Although one day there is going to be a computer Luke Bryan and I probably will like it better.
Money, money, money.
Uplifting Way FM. This is the Wally Show. I found myself just the other day with Betty and Gavin and I think we all got a little sticker shock. Were you surprised, Rock, at all?
Shocked.
Okay.
Because we went to a local Panera restaurant down here. If you don't know what it is, it's just a sandwich and soup type place. It's a chain.
It's an expensive sandwich and soup place.
Well, anyway, we went there because we had a gift card. Nice. And so we went there and we used it. Well, we ordered for the three of us. It comes to $50.
Yeah.
$50 for three people to eat and
lunch.
And you have to order it. You have to pick it up and take it to your table. And you have to clean it up when you're done.
Yeah. What are you doing that warrants that kind of money to charge me for a sandwich?
And $50 is like going to getting a
yes!
nice steak dinner.
Yes. Okay. So we go in and Betty Rock is like, oh, I'm getting the two for a deal, the value deal. And
yeah.
I'm like, oh, that makes sense. Let's try that. I'll go out on a limb. I'll try some corn chowder. See how that goes. And so when I'm ringing it up and it says, $5.95 for corn chowder, and I ring up my sandwich. My sandwich is like $9 or $10 or whatever. I'm thinking because I've done the two for value,
it's
there's
going to
be a deal. No, it's just what the price was.
Mm-mm.
I'm like, what do you? Twofer? I could just pick two myself. There's no value there at all. All I'm doing is picking two things.
As you can tell, we were very sticker shocked.
My meal alone was $17.
That's ridiculous.
No, yeah, absolutely
ridiculous. Especially when you are doing all the work yourself.
Yes, I could not believe it. Like, and so I was happy because I know sometimes I could be a little cheap on things and you guys make fun of me like, oh, you're so cheap about that. But I was so happy that everyone was like, Did this just happen?
Yeah.
I felt like I was robbed. Honestly, I'm like, you should just walk in and hand Panera your wallet and go, here, have at it.
At that point.
Do your worst. And thanks for turkey that I could just go make for a dollar
at sandwich.
Publix. I know.
Jeez.
Anyway, so that was our sticker shock. So what is yours? Like, what was that last thing you were at or you bought and you could not believe you just paid that much for it? It could be anything, too. It doesn't have to just be, like, food or fast food. I'm just really curious that you were very surprised at the cost. 855-33-WAY-FM. That's 855-33-WAY-FM. So what was the last time you got sticker shock, Linda?
Mine was a Bible. I was like 17 years old and I'm like, I'm going to do this Jesus thing. I'm going to get my own Bible. And I ended up going to the Barnes & Noble where it's already going to be expensive. And I went and looked through all these Bibles. I did not even look at the price. And I picked up this leather Bible with gold lining paper and the red text and all of the everything, the bells and the whistles. And it was like $100. And I'm a college student, like, with no money. And I remember swiping the credit card. And as I was swiping, I was like, am I really doing this?
Yeah, and then you can't be like, I'd like to return this, please, you know?
Yeah, and it was like a God thing, like, okay, but it's for God, you know? Like, it's $100.
Yeah.
I was, like, in shock. It turned out to be the best $100.
Yeah, you're like, I'm sorry, did this one come with extra eternal life or something? Like, I'll just go get the cheap one. Yeah, that's the one thing, though, too. You are right. It is important to have the Word of God in your life. And it was something that, yes, it was expensive, but it really was an investment in your faith. And that's why we give away Bibles. I bet you wish you had heard that all those years ago. Actually give away free Bibles at wayfm.com. So if you know somebody that needs a Bible or you want to get one and you want to go deeper in your faith, by all means, go to wayfm.com. We love that. And the only reason we can do that is because people listen to WayFM on the daily and then they choose to support it financially and help make things like this possible. And I love it.
That's amazing. Definitely, we have to get the word out. There's so much hunger out there.
What was the last thing that you were surprised you had to pay so much for?
Well, they went to Burger King yesterday and ordered a Whopper with cheese meal.
Okay. That's the only way to get it, too, by the way.
Right. On the menu, it says $9.87. When she run it up, it was 12-something. So I asked Siri, how many Whoppers with cheese does Burger King sell per year? And it's 2.1 million. So Burger King makes $6.2 billion a year just on a slice of cheese.
I like that you were so upset by it, you did a lot of math.
Right.
That is crazy.
Yeah, I'm going to have to buy a Burger King.
Yeah, seriously, and then you can have all the cheese you want.
Well, and the big question is the next time you go to get a Whopper, are you going to get it with cheese or no?
Definitely not.
I like that, Lester. You've drawn your line in the sand. I respect you, good sir.
Have a great day.
Random acts of audio.
Uplifting WayFM. This is The Wally Show, and we're doing a little random acts of audio, and today it comes to us courtesy of Betty Rock and her spending a lot of time on the internet claiming to work.
I do. So I found this comedian. His name is Sebastian something or other.
Sure.
Anyways, he's talking about something, Wally, that I think you feel very passionate about.
Ooh.
Actually, I'm a little afraid to even bring it up because I know you'll get on a soapbox about it. Straws.
Plastic ones?
Yes.
I ordered a hot coffee, and he brought out iced coffee. And I'm like, okay, looks like I'm drinking it cold. I just took the iced coffee. No straw. They don't give you a straw now. You got to ask. And when you get it, it's made out of chalk and plywood. I don't know what's going on with the straws, all right? I don't know. Apparently a turtle died in the ocean. Now I got to get a brain aneurysm trying to suck liquid through a straw made out of drywall. Just bring the straws back, all right? Disintegrating in the middle of the drink. It's good.
But we're saving the turtles, okay?
We are saving the turtles one straw at a time, which, I mean, I did a little research, honestly. I watched a documentary. all the plastic in the ocean, it is dangerous, obviously. Over 90% of it is from fishing gear from commercial fishermen. Like, that's the problem, not that one straw that you threw away and how it made it to the ocean. Like, no one thought of that. Would a bird pick it up and take it? No. again, it's...
So are you saying the birds are to blame and not the humans?
I don't know who's to blame, but I just know I don't want paper straws. That's all I know. That's all I ask out of life. Is it too much to ask?
Yes.
Apparently so.
Well, that's the end, but it doesn't have to be. Check out our Aftercast. It's new stuff you didn't hear in the podcast. Be sure to rate us on iTunes, as well as connect with us on social media, Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, YouTube, and TikTok. Just search Wally Show. And be sure to join our exclusive Potty Facebook group. You can find the link in the description of this podcast. And thanks to Colorado Christian University Online and United Faith Mortgage for supporting what we do.